So appreciate it. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Anybody watch the news lately? Anybody pay attention to what's going on in the world? Today, for a moment, let it be. Let it be. And how many times do you do it? As long as it takes. Because there's something greater going on. There's something moving and stirring at the core of humanity that we must be paying attention to. So we let that be, the darkness be, and we allow the light to be called forth from us. Love is all we need. Really? Is that the truth? Do we really believe that? Or is that just a pretty idea and a pretty theory? Love is all we need. Or is it that love takes many forms and we have to be willing and able and receptive and vulnerable to those expressions of love that maybe are not so comfortable? What do you think about that? It's easy to say love is all you need, but then it demands something of us when we leave this space, when we go out and we're watching the news or we're in a place that's difficult. So let's explore that question, if love is really all we need or if there is more to it, by exploring the hymn book of the Beatles to answer that question. I just love all the slides. Misty Cochran has put together all these beautiful slides. Doesn't she do a wonderful job? The Beatles were catalysts in changing the course of pop culture, yes? But also in changing the consciousness and the spirituality of Earth. In a time when people were hardened by dogmatic religious institutions, by extreme politics, by racism, and the fear of nuclear obliteration, the Beatles succeeded in calling us out of ourselves, calling us to the something deeper. You know, as I described that, the time of the Beatles, there was dogmatic religious institutions, extreme politics, racism, and the fear of nuclear obliteration. Have we evolved? Here we are again. I would love to do a seance and call the Beatles forth to be here. Paul turned down my invitation to join us as the sound today. We got Michael March, who's just as good as Paul McCartney. The Beatles were master storytellers who shared spiritual and sometimes not so spiritual insights that they gained through their life exploration with an audience that was enmeshed in political, cultural, philosophical, and religious upheaval. They were skeptical of the Christian church. Let's not pretend that. Yet as I did my homework in preparation for today, many of their core belief systems were merely secularized and perhaps more accessible versions of Christianity. The divine ideas that exist at the core of the Christian path and the divine ideas at the core of the Beatles are basically the same thing. We're going to explore those today. Jesus preached a gospel of love. So did the Beatles. Jesus preached a gospel of social revolution and challenged the status quo. Guess what? The Beatles did too, and so do we here at Unity North. The Beatles recorded a gospel for a generation that was full of imagination, hope, and creative rebellion. Guess who else did that? Jesus did it. Jesus did it. We do it. I hope every one of you is doing it as well. A gospel of spiritual exploration and of questioning. We like to say here in Unity that we come here to get our questions answered, but if that's where we stop, we've missed the evolution. We're also here to get our questions answered. Paul McCartney said this in an interview. Let's read it together. It ain't necessarily so what you believe. You must see that whatever you believe in, it isn't necessarily the truth. Whatever you believe in isn't necessarily the truth. It may be a truth that got you to the now moment, but there's a greater truth that wants to emerge. So we give thanks for the past, and we evolve, and we become more by challenging what's going on between our ears, by challenging what's going on in our government, by challenging what's going on in our religious institutions. Questioning is a spiritual practice. Otherwise, the religion becomes stagnant. We must question. Spiritual growth comes from challenging ourselves every day by examining if what we believed yesterday still stands true today. Life is fluid. Have you noticed that? It's forever moving and fluid. That's the way it was designed for evolution. And every day we have the opportunity to reveal more God by whatever name you want to give that divine life essence. More light, more love, more life through questioning what is real. The Beatles expanded human consciousness. That's what Jesus did, expanded human consciousness. That's what we do here. Yes? So they began their journey in what year? There's going to be a lot of questions today for all of you trivia buffs out there. What year did the Beatles actually begin their journey? Yeah, the first service said basically the same thing about 1960. Their journey began in 1950. They were a skiffle group. Anybody know what a skiffle group is? Skiffle group means that they used improvised instruments. They didn't have the fancy drums and electric guitars and bass. They were making music out of ordinary things. Basically, what that means is they had no money. Anybody resonate with that? I've got a dream, I've got a vision, I've got a purpose, and I've got no money to make it happen. So they began to improvise. All they had was vision, and they actually started by using a washboard and a brush with a string attached to it as their instruments. This is testimony to three qualities of how love manifests in different ways that are required of us in order to live our dreams. Three different divine ideas to attain spiritual goals and spiritual dreams. I call them the three I's. Let's put them up there. Together, imagination, innovation, and improvisation. You see, in unity, we teach we're not defined by the limits of our experience, not the limits of our bank account, not the limits of our education, but only by the limits of our mind. And so we are called in our dream building to be like the Beatles and get a brush out and a string and figure out how to make music out of it, to use our imagination, our innovation, and our improvisation. The Beatles had a burning desire to make music. There's a music in each and every one of us. They had that music. They could hear it. They could feel it. They could sense it. And nothing was going to keep them from bringing that music from here to here. We are called to do the same. Our minds, our creative ability is the most potent force on the planet for creation. When we let them stretch and meander outside the box. The Beatles lived outside the box. And so must we. Anybody else live outside the box who changed the face of the planet? His name was Jesus the Christ. He lived outside the box and said, we got to think differently. We've got to act differently. We have to be different. Through innovation, the Beatles colored outside the line of the accepted musical and spiritual norms. On our spiritual path, there's going to be moments when what we have previously learned or known or been taught is not going to help us achieve our goals. We come to the edge. It's the precipice. Everything I've known got me here, and now I've got to just improvise because it didn't give me wings. I'm going to have to develop the wings now. Thank God for what brought me here, and thank God for what's waiting for me as I jump into the unknown. We're going to have to improvise and create from a whole unexplored field of potential. That's what mystics do. The unexplored, the unknown, confronting my comfort zones, confronting my limited thinking, and being a mystic and jumping into the mystery with our imagination. When you do that, there's more God. There's more love. There's more peace. There's more joy. And there's a heck of a lot more music. I was blown away. I thought I knew the Beatles and their music. The hymn book is it's probably four or five volumes of songs. And that music could have died had they given up and not been able to improvise a way to do it without the money. A way to do it without the support. The Beatles spent hours practicing, hours upon hours upon hours, trying to get paying gigs. Anybody resonate with that? Any musicians? It's like, I really need this job. I've got to get this job. I've got to get a job, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that job and to put a little bit of money in my pocket to feed the dream. They were only one of hundreds upon hundreds of rock groups who were trying to make it big. They worked hard for very little money, and sometimes they got no pay at all. But they played for the sake of the playing. They tried for the sake of the music that would not let them lie, would not leave them still. There's music in everybody in this room, and it's calling for expression. And you may have to express that dream, do something where you're not going to get any pay. You're not going to get any gratitude. You're not going to get anybody going, whoa, way to go, cheerleading you. But you must do it anyway because the music is calling for life. What is that for you? What music is calling for expression from you right here, right now? Get in touch with it in such a way that you're willing to do whatever it takes to change at depth to bring that music into fruition. There's the three H's. Love manifests and sometimes as sweat equity. The three H's, let's put the next slide up there. Love manifests as these three together: hard work, humility, and hours. And hours, and hours, and hours, and hours. So many people quit on their dream because it takes too much work. The Beatles refused to quit. They gave the hours. With our spiritual goals, we need to ask ourselves this question: am I willing to put in the energy, the time, the effort, and the passion to make this dream a reality? Let us be among those that answer an emphatic hell yes. And not among those that go, this is too hard. I give up. I'm on my knees. I'm too tired. I can't do it. Many times life will put up resistance to our out-of-the-box thinking. Anybody experience that? You've got the dream. You've got the vision. It's a little odd, a little weird. I know at least five of you right now. I can say, yeah, you're it. You're thinking outside the box, and the world does not rush in to support your out-of-the-box thinking. It's just not there. You're scary to me. I'm afraid of you a little bit. We give up on the dream a week, a month, or even a year into the journey because we don't have the will and the strength and the perseverance to see the journey to the end. The Beatles had the will, the determination, and the strength to see it through to the end. Kind of like Jesus the Christ. When everything was against him, he said, I'm going to go ahead and put one foot in front of the other and keep letting the music that I have been charged with bringing to the planet onto the planet. Most of us are like, I want the dream, but I'm not willing to work that hard for it. I want it now. I'm not willing to pay my dues or learn the trade or play for nothing. Those who are humble enough to put in the hard work and hours will achieve success. Yes? For 10 years they did it. 10 years of hard work and hours. In 1960, now we're up to where you think the Beatles began. They moved. Anybody know where they moved to? Good. Give the man a lollipop. They moved to Germany where they could earn more money. Sometimes a spiritual goal requires us to move, to shift out of our comfort zone, to change and to sacrifice. Another expression of love. I'm going to change at depth. I'm willing to shift my consciousness, my location, and my environment to give up the good of today for the greatness of tomorrow. Sacrifice. Sacrifice simply means to make sacred. The Beatles made the music that they heard sacred. And so they were willing to do whatever it took to sacrifice their comfort. They left home to make the dream a reality. Sometimes we need to leave behind home because home can be the very container that keeps our goals from being realized. Anybody want to shake your head on that one? Jesus was not a prophet in his hometown. He had to get out. He had to move. And so many of us, the simple change in environment is all that's needed. I need to get away from the limited thinking. I need to get away from those that cannot see the dream or the value of my out-of-the-box thinking in order to grow, to become. And the music for the Beatles began to emerge by making this move. Shift, change, and release are necessary for dream building, and they are necessary for spiritual evolution. In 1962, they recorded their very first single. I got more lollipops to give. What was their very first single? Very close. Love, love me do. You know I love you. In 1963, they cut their first album with songs like I Wanna Hold Your Hand. Any others? I Saw Her Standing There. And, nope, Twist and Shout. Paul said this was their cute period. Has anybody ever had a cute period? I don't think I ever had a cute period. I look at my baby pictures, there wasn't a cute period. But on your dream building, is there a cute period where you're just dabbling? You're playing with a new idea, but you're not jumping into the pool. You're putting your toe in the water, yeah? I'm just going to play cute. And the reality is there must be a degree of entertainment. They realized they had to entertain the minds of the culture before they could get to the place of depth. And so a cute period is absolutely necessary. Obladi, oblada is a necessary step towards more powerful songs like Across the Universe and Let It Be. You know, have you ever known people that were so deeply spiritual that they're of no earthly good? There has to be the light stuff too. They're on the dream building, you know, and I say this to Lorelei. She brings a joy quotient up. Sometimes joy is all you need. Love expressed as joy. Let's have fun. And on the spiritual path, I think the light stuff is necessary, because if we're not having fun as we grow ourselves individually and collectively, why are we doing it? We must have that obla-dee, obla-da mindset that doesn't take it too seriously. In 1964, they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, 3 consecutive weeks. Does anybody want to take a guess what happened on all 3 of those appearances in the United States of America? There was no violence recorded during their appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show across the entire country. Violence stopped for just a moment. What do you think about? The world was starting to pay attention. The world was listening. On our journey, there's going to come a time when we go from being the crazy nut at Unity North in that crazy cult, and the world starts listening. I want what you're having. I want to pay attention. And could it be that by our example, that people stop for a moment and pause their behaviors, their negative, destructive behaviors? It's not only possible, it is probable. Your example of light and of love is enough to have somebody who sees you that you'll never know or meet going, let me stop for a minute. I was going to do this, but now I want to pay attention to a new message, a new gospel, and a new idea. But at this point, the world was listening, and they were immersed in the full realization of a dream that had become so much bigger than their human selves. What happens? What happens when a dream is starting to get too big? Pressure. Idol worship was absolutely on full display and in full swing. With idol worship comes pressure. In 1965, that pressure began to show up in their lyrics. Songs like, help, I need somebody. Is it possible that there come a time in your life, in your dream building, you can't do it alone? That's where community comes in. I cannot build this dream alone. Me, myself, and I is not going to happen. So help, I need somebody, is a spiritual practice. Help, I need somebody to join my hand, my heart, my song, my music, and my voice and create something greater. Another song that you recognize, We Can Work It Out. We can work it out. The theme of this year at Unity North is the stronger, more focused, more attentive, and conscious we. You see, my dream depends on you, your dream depends on me, and somehow there's dream building happening in this community, and there's more music. And the we that goes out those doors and creates more music out there. These lyrics hinted at trouble. They began to speak of their lack of human ability to deal with the pressures. There comes a time in the building of a dream when we are confronted with our finite humanness. Anybody ever experienced that? I've gotten to the edge, and I come to the end of my human abilities. That is the most powerful moment of grace. That is the most powerful moment of choice, and the Beatles were getting there. It's when we turn to something else, external or internal, but it is grace, our ability to choose. In that moment, most people turn to external realities. Thank God the Beatles turned to both external and internal realities, but they turned to alcohol and they turned to drugs. You know, we're not one of those New Thought communities that pretends that it's all light and puppy dogs and rainbows. There's also darkness. There's also difficulty, and we don't shy away from it. We lean into the dark stuff so that we can heal, we can transform, and we can process. But as they turned to alcohol and drugs, thank God, they also began an internal exploration as well. Their significance was spiritually increased. They started exploring their own human insignificance with characters like Eleanor Rigby, Father McKenzie. Sometimes see Father McKenzie in the mirror. Songs like The Nowhere Man and The Fool on the Hill. That's the shadow. That's the necessary part of ourselves that's calling for healing. Here, very publicly, through their lyrics, the Beatles examined their lives as they dealt with their battles between external and internal powers. This is a conflict that we will deal with every day of our lives if we are evolving, if we are becoming, if we are stretching ourselves. Our focus, where that focus is vitally important. Conflict can show up looking like arrogance and ego. The Beatles were accused of both, probably rightfully so. How many were alive when John Lennon said, "You know what? I'm more popular than Jesus." We get a little full of ourselves. The dream, we get a little bit of accolades and applause and attaboys, way to go, and we think, "I am somebody. And I'm somebody really important." The Beatles were getting it. Their head was getting very full. And they made comments and did things that were indicative of arrogance and ego. The key in this moment, when we get there, when we get to that edge, is to stay awake. That conflict can also, when we get knocked off of our pedestal, can absolutely show up and manifest as the emergence of a new spirituality. Because we get to the pedestal, we're thinking we're pretty all that, and then we get brought to our knees, and then we have to find something deeper. The Beatles were finding that something deeper. Here was the music that had been calling them all along. Here were the ideas, the divine ideas that the human race was hungry for and thirsty for. A new paradigm began to emerge. The Beatles pointed us to the idea that the human journey is a means of reconnecting with our spiritual identity. We're on our knees, we break down, and from the breakdown, we break through. And the Beatles lived on it on the public stage for all of us to see. Yes, they began to question the old norms, their own individually, collectively, and collectively, and to explore new ideas found particularly in Eastern philosophy. George Harrison led the way. They introduced lyrics in the song, "The Inner Light." Anybody know that song, "The Inner Light"? Look it up. They probably sing it a lot in Hawaii, yes? They were taken directly from the Tao Te Ching. This is what they said. Let's read it together. "Without going out of your door, you can know all things on earth. Without looking out of your window, you can know the ways of heaven." Is it possible that the earthly journey, what we're experiencing here with all the darkness, all the difficulty, that we can take that like a great energy master and find heaven within if it drives us the other direction? That's what the Beatles did. I love those lyrics. Read it again, because it's everything we talk about in this community. "Without going out of your door, you can know all things on earth. Without looking out of your window, you can know the ways of heaven." The answers lie within us. You don't have to have the right book, the right gospel, the right teacher, the right workshop, the right seminar, the right guru. Heaven is within you. What the Beatles were developing is the same mindset that Jesus had, a mystical awareness. We're not defined by this. We're not defined by any of this, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We are defined by that which we were created in and after. Their music was pointing us to the music within our own selves. This is exactly what Jesus did. He heard music, and then he said, "And that music is in you." The Beatles said, "This same music is in you. You're looking the wrong way." Let us become mystics like the Beatles, like Jesus, like Buddha, like Krishna, like all of these great masters, and look more deeply within. Each of the Beatles in their own way turned to an inner light. Even Ringo Starr. A more mystical way of being, using their life experiences as a means to claiming spiritual freedom. Songs like "Within You, Without You" in 1967. Songs like "Across the Universe" in 1968. Songs like "Let It Be" in 1970 indicated the shift. And so when we sing "Let It Be" from this platform, dig to the depths of those lyrics. Don't let it be just a comfortable song that you sing, that you enjoy, everybody seems to know it. Let it be the very portal through which you say, "I'm okay." Mother Mary, Krishna, Buddha, Tao, whatever it is, it will come to you. But you must open the portal. You must let this be so that you can be. Let them. Let them. And let me. the movement I talked about last week, to use what you're currently experiencing, not only individually, but collectively, as an avenue for spiritual depth and spiritual awareness. What we go through in life can be the tool, the very tool for transformation. And we're on the edge right now as a human race. As Americans, we're on the edge. What you do in that moment is crucial to break down or break through, to break down or to break open. Instead of resisting the human experience, let's use it as motivation to discover something more beautiful. I'm going to invite the band to come back up. I'm going to leave you with two final lyrics. The first one comes from Strawberry Fields Forever. Let's read it together on the top. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung up about. Breathe for a minute. With what we're experiencing when you turn on the news, it's not real. It's this made-up story that the human race has made up. You be the change you want to see. You be the music you want to hear. You be the shift that you want to see. To be like the Beatles and go, let me not get so hung up on what's out here. Let me get attached to what's on the inside. And then the last one comes from the song, The End. I didn't know this song existed, The End. Let's read it together. In the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. You want more love? Go out there and give more love. Nothing complex about that. You want more peace on earth? Go out there and be more peaceful. And improvise, innovate, put in the hard work and the determination, the strength and the will to let love live in you, around you, and as you out there. It's easy in here. But as the master teacher said, it's really easy to love your friends. Not so easy to go love your enemies. And we carry it a step further. You have no enemies. And maybe John Lennon had an idea when he said, I'm more popular than Jesus. But perhaps we need to be on an equal playing field with the Christ, the music that has called us to the highest and best. To not let the world define us, but let us define the world. And if it means picking up a hairbrush and a string and a washboard, do it. Do it anyway, because the world needs our music just like it needed the Beatles, just like it needed Jesus. Don't waste the moment. Amen.